Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Bamidbar, Moshe is told to count every firstborn male of Bnei Yisrael so that their Kedusha could be transferred, so to speak, to the Levim. And the count of the firstborns was 22,273, which was 273 more than the non-firstborn Levim. And the Torah tells us that all of those firstborn took part in a lottery. The 22,000 firstborn transferred their Kedusha to the 22,000 Levim. And the extra 273 firstborns gave 5 shkalim each to the Kohanim as a pidyon bechor. And this whole procedure must have been a huge sight, a whole ceremony, more than 44,000 people taking part in this transfer, the reassignment of responsibilities. All of Bnei Israel must have been watching. It must have been quite a spectacle. But if we think for a minute, think about it from the perspective of the Bechorim. How depressing it must have been. How disheartening. I could have had a job. I could have had a job with meaning, with kavod, serving in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the blink of an eye, I hand it over to some Levi, and that's it? And if that Bechor happened to be one of the 273 that did not transfer his Kedusha to a Levi, he had to pay 5 shkalim. 5 shkalim. If my calculations are correct, based on the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shkalim, I think that comes out to a little bit more than $90. It's a small amount of money. A Bechor is really liable to feel disappointed. What is the meaning behind all of this, and what message are we supposed to take from this procedure? The switching of the Kedusha, the paying, the pidyon, what's going on? Perhaps one can suggest an answer based on another idea that was said by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. He says this in Drash Moshe, not here, not in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, but at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, in a section regarding Shavuos. Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes a Tosfos from Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, who says that Parshas Bamidbar is often read before Shavuos. Tosfos offers one explanation as to why this is so, but Rav Moshe offers another explanation as to why Parshas Bamidbar is often read before Shavuos. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that people can accidentally approach Shavuos. Some people can say, I'll never learn Torah on such a high level. I'll never be the Vilna Gaon. I'll never be Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'll never be someone like that. So why am I even trying to learn Torah? And to that, the Torah says, here comes Parshas Bamidbar. Count Bnei Yisrael. Everyone counts. Everyone matters. And in certain things, everyone matters equally. When we count Bnei Yisrael, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda is equal to one person, just like the poorest of the poor person in Shevet Dan. Everyone matters. That's the language of Si'u in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. Si'u es rosh kol adas Bnei Yisrael. Count Bnei Yisrael. But Si'u really means to lift up, to pick up. Every Jew can be, every Jew is picked up by the Torah. And when it comes to the Torah, we all have a share. It doesn't matter what your intellectual level is or your capacity is. As long as you try, you have a part in Torah. And that's Rav Moshe Feinstein. And perhaps this idea of Rav Moshe answers our question as well regarding the transfer of responsibilities from a Bechor to a Levi. The very ease with which the Kedusha is transferred from the Bechor to the Levi is exactly the message. Yes, it's easy, but that's the message. We really all are counted the same. We really all have the ability to achieve greatness. I can gain Kedusha. Yes, I can gain Kedusha. I can also lose Kedusha very easily. It's not something impossible. Lo b'shamayim hi. It's just $90. The difference between us is small. I can achieve greatness from my perspective, with my abilities. I can just make a switch in my life. I can choose to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sure, there are implications to that switch. Sure, I must toil in Torah. But the decision to become Kadosh, the ability to do that is far, far easier and far more attainable than one would think. And the message here is also very powerful in the opposite direction. I can, God forbid, lose Kedusha very easily because of decisions that I make. For example, the decision that the Bechorim made at Chet HaEgel. Chas v'shalom, I can lose my closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu very easily. I have to be very vigilant, very alert to make sure that decisions that I make bring me closer to Hashem and not, God forbid, the opposite. The whole public procedure teaches the Bechorim, teaches the Levim, and teaches all of us how close we can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very easy, almost effortless way. He wants us to become close. He makes it easy for us. We just have to believe that and internalize that. Have an amazing day, everyone.